Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today, we're talking about an article that's called Shutting Down a Factory. Now, this deals with people getting laid off. Mm-hmm. A lot of places around the world, factory workers are losing their jobs, either because the factories are shutting down and then moving somewhere else,
right?
Where perhaps it is cheaper for the company to hire people.
This does happen.
This happens a lot. Like, for example, in the United States, a lot of the factory jobs went to Mexico.
Right, or in Taiwan, they went to China.
That's right, because the companies could save money.
Yeah.
They didn't have to pay people as much in those places.
That's what companies do.
So a lot of people wound up out of work, unfortunately, just because the companies were looking out for their bottom line, which means their profits, the amount of money that they can make.
Absolutely. And more people are losing their jobs to robots.
That's right. Automation as well is something. Robots are now doing jobs that people used to do, and that is causing a lot of layoffs, and downsizing is another word we use for that as well.
Mm.
We're going to learn all about this over the next couple of days on English for You. So let's get to day one of shutting down a factory.
Reading. Shutting down a factory. Hey everybody, please quiet down. You're probably wondering why I'm making an announcement today. Well, there is a problem with our car parts suppliers in Japan. An earthquake struck there yesterday, and their factories were damaged badly. In fact, it will take months for them to start production again. We can't continue with production without those parts. Today, I'm going to shut down production on our assembly lines here. Everyone, remain calm. Now, we're not sure how long it will take our suppliers in Japan to get back to work again. Hopefully, it's soon, so we can all return to work. Until then, we're asking everybody to please wait patiently. Unfortunately, we cannot pay you while the factory is shut down. We will work hard to help our suppliers get back on track, though, so that we can start production again, too. Until then, please contact Human Resources to make sure they know how to contact you. If you have any questions now, please ask me.
All right, the first line of our article today says, hey, everybody, please quiet down. Okay, so this is somebody speaking, obviously. It sounds like an announcement is about to be made. To quiet down just means to be quiet. If you walk into a room and you want to say something and everybody's making a lot of noise, this is a polite way to say it. You'd say, please quiet down. Please stop talking. Please stop making so much noise. As I said, this is a polite way. You wouldn't walk into a room and say, hey, everybody, shut up.
Well, you could.
You could, but then people might look at you funny, or they might not like you very much.
They might think you're having a very bad day.
So this is a kind of a formal way or a polite way to ask people to stop making noise.
All right. Why does he want the people to quiet down? Well, the boss starts to explain, you're probably wondering why I'm making an announcement today. And of course, everyone is wondering. They want to know, why is the boss making a big speech? It's just, you know, a normal Tuesday morning or something. Well, he continues, there is a problem with our car part suppliers in Japan. Ah, okay, so here's the main issue. There's a problem for the company. The problem is their car parts suppliers in Japan. So we know this is a factory where they're making things. Many factories will get smaller parts from other factories. So it's this big chain. Someone will make the little parts for the car, and then another company will put all those parts together and sell the cars. And that's what a car parts supplier would do. They would make the little parts that go in to the car. And a supplier, well, is basically someone who supplies things. Of course, you could talk about your supermarket being your local supplier of fruit and vegetables or something like that. But generally, we use it in a business way. A restaurant might have a supplier of fruit and vegetables that isn't a supermarket. They have a contract, and every day they're supposed to deliver, you know, 20 kilograms of potatoes or something like that. That's their supplier. It's the other company that this company does business with in order to produce what they need.
And when you have a situation such as this where you have different parts being made at different factories and then coming together in another factory, sometimes we call that a supply chain.
That's right,
it's just all the different parts being made in different places and then eventually coming together in another factory where they are put together.
Exactly.
Let's find out why there is this problem with the car parts supplier in Japan. The speaker goes on to say, an earthquake struck there yesterday, and their factories were damaged badly. Yes, of course, Japan is in a part of the world, the same part of the world as Taiwan, where earthquakes, as we know, are very frequent. It's an area that we call in English the Ring of Fire.
Yes.
That just means there's a lot of tectonic activity, which is the formal way of saying it.
Fancy word, Joe.
Fancy words referring to the tectonic plates.
Lots of earthquakes, volcanoes, things like that.
The plates that are underneath the ocean and are constantly moving. That's what causes the earthquakes to occur. And it says their factories were damaged badly. If something is damaged, it means it is hurt in some way. There is some damage done to that thing. Earthquakes cause a lot of damage to buildings. Buildings fall down, buildings catch on fire. All kinds of damages can happen during an earthquake, so the factories did not escape the damage in this case either.
That's right, and it seems the damage was pretty bad. This must have been quite a big earthquake, because it says, in fact, it will take months for them to start production again. So this isn't something that they'll be able to clean up in a few days or weeks. It will take many months for them to start production again, and that's what factories do. They produce things. They make things. So the noun form of the verb produce is production. So, usually in the morning, when the first workers come into the factory, they'll start production for the day, and then, you know, they'll close it down at night, maybe go home, and then production or making things will start again the next day. But with all of this damage, it's going to be many months before the factory is working or in production again.
It goes on to say, we can't continue with production without those parts.
That's right. So they can't make them out of wood or paper.
That's right. They can't substitute anything else.
And they can't buy them at 7-Eleven.
Nope. So they can't continue without those parts. This can happen at factories when you have something that breaks down, a piece of equipment that you can't function without, or one of the parts or something doesn't show up, then you have to stop. Basically, you have to shut it down. So it says, today I'm going to shut down production on our assembly lines here.
Oh.
This is bad. Shut down means to stop doing something entirely, and we often use it when we're talking about factory work.
Yeah, you turn off a machine, right? You can shut down your computer, for example. Yeah.
And they are going to shut down production on the assembly lines. The assembly lines just refers to the different parts of the factory where they are putting different parts onto the thing, the body that will eventually become a car. I believe we owe the modern assembly line as we know it today to Ford, I think, to the Ford Motor Company.
Actually, there was a Canadian engineer who worked
for him.
Yep.
And he was the guy.
He was the guy. Ford had the idea. This Canadian guy actually made it all
work. He made it happen. Okay.
Yeah,
so
it was a good partnership,
With most great things, we can thank Canada for.
Yeah, there you go. Basketball,
If you can't tell, Mike and I are both Canadian, so we like taking credit for those sorts of things.
What else did we invent? Water?
Shoes.
Shoes. We invented shoes.
Breathing.
Air.
Yeah, we invented all of that. Don't bother looking that up.
None of that is true. I think we invented lying.
Yes, we invented that
that's,
too.
That's probably
and
what
we're,
we
and as you can tell, we're quite good at it.
Well, sort
but
of.
That thing about the assembly lines, that is true. It does go back to the Ford Motor Company and a Canadian working for Mr. Ford back then. And he was the one who decided that they would have this efficient mode of production where the main body of the car would basically move through the factory and it would go to different stations. And at each station, somebody would be in charge of attaching one of the different parts. And at the end of the assembly line, the finished car would just roll right out of the factory.
That's right. With this assembly line, instead of making 10 or 20 cars a day, they could make 200 cars a day. So, of course, it made factories much more efficient and made the companies much more money. Now, back in our story, I think a lot of the workers must be feeling nervous. If they're shutting down the production line, well, that means we're not going to have any work, right, boss? That's what everyone's thinking. And, of course, the boss knows that. So next he says, everyone, remain calm. Don't panic. Don't get worried. You know, you're not going to be fired or kicked out or left without a job. He says, now, we're not sure how long it will take our suppliers in Japan to get back to work again. Of course, with an earthquake and all the damage, it's hard to predict, or it's hard to sort of see into the future and say, oh, it'll take us 2 weeks and 3 days. They don't really know. But he says, hopefully it's soon so we can all return to work. All right. Hopefully is an adverb you use when you're trying to look for the good side, when you're looking at this is the best situation. This is the way we want it to work out. You don't know, but you're sort of playing with the odds or playing with your chances and saying, well, if everything goes well, it will be fine. So hopefully they can all come back to work and start making cars again.
That's right. We use hopefully when we're trying to express optimism, even when things don't look like they're going to be that great. Until then, it goes on to say, we're asking everybody to please wait patiently. If you're going to wait patiently, it means you're not going to complain, you're not going to make a lot of noise, you're just kind of going to be quiet and wait until something happens. Unfortunately, we cannot pay you while the factory is shut down. You might be able to tell from the sentence that unfortunately is used when something bad or unfortunate is happening. Something that is, we might say, is unlucky or just something bad or terrible that's going to happen. And that unfortunate thing is that we cannot pay you while the factory is shut down. Yes, often when factories are shut down, the workers who are not doing anything will not receive any pay. It just depends on the rules that are associated with that factory or how the workers' union works. Sometimes they can get paid from the union while they're not working, so they're not starving, so they can still feed their families.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, though, they're going to get nothing.
Wow, that's tough. I mean, if you got kids and you got bills to pay and all that stuff, that's going to be very difficult. The boss continues and says, we will work hard to help our suppliers get back on track, though, so that we can start production again, too. So, again, he's sort of looking at the hopeful situation, looking at the best way that this can all work out. The boss's company, will work with the suppliers to get back on track. When you get back on track, basically, something's happened, something's affected your progress, it's affected how efficient or how quickly or how well you're working. Maybe you've gotten tired, maybe you've faced some kind of difficulty, some challenges, some machines have broken down, and things have stopped, things have gotten sort of confused and a little bit mixed up and messed up, and you want to get back to the way it was, back to working efficiently, back to working well, back on track, as if it's a train that's been knocked off the tracks. A train off the tracks can't go anywhere, so once you get that train back on track, it should be fine and things should work again the way they should normally. It's our shortcut for you, so let's find out more about it.
Shortcut for you.
Welcome back to AMC Radio. I'm going to play another song now. Wait, where's that song?
No, not that song. We just played that song.
I can't find the right song.
You keep looking quietly, and I'll try to get the show back on track.
Which track do we play next? Oh, I'm lost.
Keep it together. If something is back on track, it's following the correct schedule again, after it went off the schedule for some reason.
Okay, great. Back on track means 回到正轨，恢复常态。
So while Vina's searching for the right song or track, I'll give you some news. The Taipei mayor says the plans to take the MRT to the airport are back on track after a delay.
Okay, I've found the track.
Then let's get back on track and play some music. What's this next song?
It's The Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang.
That was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase back on track, getting things running smoothly again. They're not exactly sure when this is going to happen. So the final line says, until then, please contact Human Resources to make sure they know how to contact you. Human Resources is one of the departments in pretty much every company that has ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
They are the people that are in charge of hiring or firing or just taking care of all the employees or all the workers of a company. We often abbreviate this simply to HR. So if you hear somebody talking mm-hmm. about the HR department, you know that's the one they are talking about, the one that is in charge of the employees. And in this case, they need to contact Human Resources to make sure they know how to contact you. So if the factory gets back on track and everything is running again, HR will then contact the employees or the workers and say, hey, everybody, come back to work. Everything's fine now. We can get things rolling again. And the last line says, if you have any questions now, please ask me. I'm sure the workers would have lots of questions pertaining to how long this will be going on, when they can get back to work, and all those sorts of things. So this has been an example of an announcement and how this would go when a factory is about to shut down. That almost brings us to the end of the program today. Before we leave you, though, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Today we've seen what can happen when a factory shuts down and the employees are left without work. They said, unfortunately, the employees can't be paid during this time. Now, this is not always the way that this turns out.
Right.
Sometimes when a factory shuts down, there will be a different sort of deal in place, and that's what we're going to talk about on the For You Chat. It says, what is a fair deal for you if your company places you on leave without pay?
Wow. So basically the factory shut down.
Yes.
You haven't been fired, but there's no work for you.
For a while.
And since there's no work, you're not going to make any money. Wow, that's a very tough situation. Well, I guess, first of all, you'd want to make sure that, well, if the factory does open, when it does open again in the future, you will have your job back.
Yes, they won't just hire other people in your place.
And pay them less money.
Perhaps.
So that, of course, would be one of the first things you'd want to check on. And then maybe you could find a way to get a small amount of money from the company just to pay for, you know, your basic needs.
Yes, a percentage, perhaps.
Yeah, something like that would definitely be helpful. And possibly you might be able to, you know, come to a deal that when you get your job back, you can pay back some of that money slowly over time, you know, because it's not really always the company's fault that you don't have your job, but you don't want to starve either. So,
that's right. This is always a tough situation.
Yeah, it is a very tough situation. That's why we have these, you know, unions and things like that that support the workers and allow them to have a little bit more power when dealing with the bosses, who usually have the money and have the ability to fire you, while the workers' unions can help protect them when things like this happen.
All right, we're going to continue learning about this situation on our next program. We're out of time today, though, so until the next time, for English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Shutting down a factory. Hey, everybody, please quiet down. You're probably wondering why I'm making an announcement today. Well, there is a problem with our car parts suppliers in Japan. An earthquake struck there yesterday, and their factories were damaged badly. In fact, it will take months for them to start production again. We can't continue with production without those parts. Today, I'm going to shut down production on our assembly lines here. Everyone, remain calm. Now, we're not sure how long it will take our suppliers in Japan to get back to work again. Hopefully, it's soon, so we can all return to work. Until then, we're asking everybody to please wait patiently. Unfortunately, we cannot pay you while the factory is shut down. We will work hard to help our suppliers get back on track, though, so that we can start production again, too. Until then, please contact Human Resources to make sure they know how to contact you. If you have any questions now, please ask me.
Vocabulary Review.
Supplier. This factory is a computer parts supplier to many large companies. Damage. The man's car was badly damaged after he crashed into another car. Production. We can start production on our new smartphone soon and hope it will make a good profit. Hopefully. There are many dark clouds in the sky, but hopefully they'll go away soon. Unfortunately, most people were not hurt in the bus accident. Unfortunately, a few people went to the hospital.